You can't miss red-headed woodpeckers. They have long beaks, bright red heads, and snowy white breasts. And if you go to the right place, you can find a lot of them.
Somebody told me that there was red-headed woodpeckers up here, so I walked 5 minutes, and there was a red-headed woodpecker, and it flew into a hole in the tree, and I says, wow, this is easy.
Lance Nelson first visited the Cedar Creek Ecosystem Science Reserve about a year ago.
And then I came up here this year, and I found 8 nests. But the younger, you know, make a lot of chattering, so you can usually tell where the nest is.
Today, they're not hammering on trees, the sound most of us associate with woodpeckers, but they're doing plenty of chattering. This reserve in southern Minnesota looks a lot like how much of the Midwest used to look. There are clumps of big oak trees here, separated by open areas of native grasses, shrubs, and wildflowers. The biologists call it an oak savanna. And there are red-headed woodpeckers everywhere, about 50 of them on this 500-acre patch of ground.
There's a red-headed. Oh, look at him. And he's got a baby with him. Oh, God, they're beautiful. They are so beautiful.
That's Chet Myers. After a career as a college professor, he's now in charge of an effort to make more places where red-headed woodpeckers can build their nests and raise their young. If they can figure out exactly what the woodpeckers like so much about this place, maybe they can come close to reproducing the same conditions other places. Chet Myers is marking every tree where the woodpeckers have nested.
See these two trees to the left here? Go to the rightmost one. It forks, and there's a broken-off snag up there. It looks like a Y. That's where the babies were sticking their head out a couple weeks ago. Really cute.
Once the trees are marked, the group will catalog exact descriptions of each tree. They're hoping to come up with a profile of the perfect home for red-headed woodpeckers.
And we're going to measure the diameter of the tree, how high the nest cavity is, the species of the tree, is it alive, is it dead, so that we can get some data on what seems to be the preferred habitat.
Once they're pretty sure they know what the woodpeckers like, they'll reach out to landowners. They'll try to get them to leave dead and dying trees standing. That could work on old abandoned farms where there are trees and open spaces, or in cemeteries, or around golf courses.
If our theory, see this is all theory, if our theory is correct, the golf course replicates an oak savanna and there should be birds there. So that's what we're hoping.
And Myers says helping woodpeckers means helping other wildlife, too.
The woodpecker is called a primary nester. It digs the cavity. But flying squirrels, mice, snakes, bluebirds, tree swallows, there are lots of other animals that are secondary nesters. They can't drill the hole, but they live there. So what we're trying to do is preserve the habitat so that the woodpeckers drill a hole, and then when they leave, something else will come in and live in it.
The researchers think if you have a dead or dying tree, that could be a home for a red-headed woodpecker. But usually homeowners are worried the tree could fall and damage something. Myers says you can cut off the top and some of the bigger branches and leave the rest of the tree standing. They think the red-headed woodpecker will be just as happy. For the Environment Report, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.